At this time, we would like to welcome you to Spiritual Talk Radio. This program is here to educate, encourage, and empower you, and we do this by providing you with spiritual teaching and free readings from psychic medium Michael and his guests. Check out www.spiritualtalkradio.net to see all that has taken place here already and all that is ahead. We would like to encourage you to be a part of the program by calling in at 1-347-327-9316. Our lines will open later on in the program, and you will be notified by Michael when this happens. Now sit back, relax, and let's see what Spirit has in store for you and I today on Spiritual Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Hi, and welcome to Spiritual Talk Radio. My name is Michael, and I am the host of this program, and I count it an honor and a privilege actually to do that, to actually host this program and to get to help you and provide to you some wonderful guests. And talking about wonderful guests, I have one with me today, and hopefully I get her name right. It is Mia Simone. And she will be here shortly, as soon as I find her on my switchboard. I have a couple of calls there, and so we'll try to find my guest here in a minute. I love that game. I do appreciate you being here. I hope that you're having a great day. I'm having a good day. My spirits are up, and even when we're facing difficulties that maybe we don't understand. You know, the one thing about us is that there's a spirit within us that understands all things that are going on with us and know why those things are going on with us. We just have to ask, and they will tell us. A lot of times we just don't ask. Let me go ahead and pull a card for the show. I didn't pull one yesterday, but let's go ahead and pull one today. And the card I pulled for the show today is the Eternal Dance card. It says movement, will of life, path of least resistance, and that's where we are right now. I don't know about you, but it just feels like that this year is flying by, and there's just a lot of stuff going on. And I feel like that Spirit has a whole bunch of stuff in store for us this year. We just have to be open to it and be open to the changes that are coming, not just in our world around us, but also in the changes in us as well. And so that's the card for the show. Let's go ahead and pray, and then I will go look for my guest here in a minute. But she's here somewhere. I just have to find her. All right. So she will be here, like I said, in just a few minutes. If you'd like to be a part of the program, I think they're going to take a few readings maybe, if we have time. But 347-327-9316, if you would like to call in and talk to Mia, 347-327-9316. Let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for your love that I feel and the energy that I feel, and just to be alive is awesome. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for that. I thank you for the joy that is just bubbling up inside of me, and I can feel that today, and I thank you for that. Even with some things going on in my own personal life, there's still joy, and there's still peace, and there's still that calm, because I know that you got me, and that's just a nice place to be. And when we all can get to that place, then our world would be a better place. When we know that no matter what's going on in our lives, we can be in that place of peace and that place of calm, and it's all in our perception, and it's all the way we look at things. Father, Mother, God, I thank you for my guest today. I thank you for her gifts and her abilities and her mission and her purpose that you have called her to do. And Mother God, right now I just pray that you would just bless her and just calm her down. And if she's a little apprehensive, you know, talking to somebody new sometimes makes me apprehensive. But Mother God, I just pray that you would just help her in every area of her life. And Father, Mother God, I just thank you again for her. And I thank you for what you're going to do in her life. And I can just see doors opening for her. And the things maybe she's personally been struggling with, Father, Mother God, I see those things taken care of. And I thank you for that. Right now, I turn my focus on to the people listening to me right now, the listeners of this program. So that's what it's all about. It's all about them, and it's all about empowering them, and all about helping them and finding their way. And Father, Mother God, if there's a time in our life that we need direction, we need guidance, it is now. And Father, Mother God, I just pray that you would just grant that to my listeners right now. And Father, Mother God, whatever needs they have, physical, emotionally, whatever those needs are, I pray that those needs would be met. And Father, Mother God, right now, I want to pray for the homeless people, those that, you know, don't have a place to live at times, and, you know, that they struggle, and, you know, sometimes it's hard for them to find food and clothes and stuff like that. Father, Mother God, it's always been on my heart. Those people have always been on my heart. And I pray tonight today, that you would help them. And Father, Mother God, I just thank you for it. And I thank you for meeting their needs. And we surround ourselves right now with that white light of the Holy Spirit. We say namaste and we say amen. And let's just say hello to the couple calls I have here. And one of them is probably my guest. So let's go with 337. Hi.
Hi, I'm not your guest. I'm just a caller.
Okay, all right. Let me see if I can find my guest underneath you then. But I do appreciate you calling in. And we'll get to you here in a little bit, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. All right, let's go ahead with 415, and hopefully this is my guest. Hi.
Hi, Michael. This is Mia Simone. How are you?
I'm good, Mia. I had to play Find My Guest. I had a couple of calls. Hey, it's better than sometimes it's really bad. I have like 10 or, you know, 15 callers, and trying to find my guest in that, it's like trying to find a needle in a haystack. But you know, today I found you, so that's a good thing. And I appreciate your energy, and I appreciate you agreeing to come on with me today, and you know, and we'll get to know you a little bit here and learn all about Mia. So
thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to speak with you, and really a pleasure to be on your show and be a part of it. Thank you, and I appreciate very much what you do as well.
Well, thank you. Now, how long have you? Let's talk about how long you've been doing stuff. How long have you been? Have you always been gifted, or I'm sure you have, but when did you start doing what you do now?
Well, I started in around 2007,
okay.
And I had worked in corporate America for many years, and it
right.
was not exciting or passionate for me.
Right.
And this was one of my favorite areas, was studying intuition and psychic phenomena. So I decided to make it my life's work, and it's also my passion. I love dealing with people, and in my particular practice, I've decided to focus on readings that pertain to life, and I know a lot of people like yourself do medium work and things
right.
like that, and I feel like my expert area is more just in like processing relationships or working
right.
with our potential, and so those are the things that I enjoy doing the most as well.
Right. And talking about potential, do you feel like that a lot of people are just not tapping into that? Because I feel like that there's so much potential inside of us that we're barely tapping into, you know. Would you agree with that?
I completely agree with that, yeah. There's a saying from Buddha, know well what holds you back or leads you forward. And I think it's very important, if we know ourselves and we have an awareness of ourselves and what our issues are, we can learn to live in our fullest potential, which is our passion, and it's really where we're happy. If we give ourselves permission to be happy, then it starts to trickle down and give others permission to be happy as well.
Now, you always said, you said earlier in our conversation that you were always interested in this kind of, field and stuff. Was that just in you, or how did that develop? I mean, do you even know how that developed, maybe?
I'm not quite sure. I know as a baby I had, I died for a few moments and I was revived.
Oh.
And
right.
I was very intuitive as a child, but I was always discouraged from using it. And so I spent many years in corporate America just trying to be practical. I worked in investment banking until I realized I just wasn't happy. And once I started to acknowledge my intuition and really get in touch with myself was when it really started to develop and grow. And then I realized that everyone has intuitive natures just like myself. So I started actively training myself through classes and reading books, and meditating is one of the quickest way to get in touch with your intuition.
Yeah, I find meditation for myself anyhow. I mean, very, very important. And when I started, because our minds just run wild with us at times. And so, I think that quieting ourselves and quieting our minds, and I think a lot of people just get meditation really confused of what that even is. And, when they hear that word, it's like, okay, what? Because I don't think people really understand it. I don't think they get it.
Most people I talk to, when they hear the word meditation, they think of these gurus that go up in the hills and meditate for 40 years. And, I tell my clients that everyone has like a few moments a day where you're just waking up or going to sleep, or you can just shut your eyes, and it's just even as little as just finding out, where your boundaries are, where you begin and end and focusing on that and creating awareness around that.
Yeah. Now let's just stay with meditation for a minute. Now the one thing. Now, how did you? I mean, did you have problems when you started trying to quiet your mind, or was it really easy for you?
I encounter difficulty every single day with meditating.
I guess that laugh told me the answer there, but yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I always have, competing things going on in my mind, going to the store and people I have to call. And, of course, it's challenging.
Right.
It's also, receive so much benefit and reward from it. It's very helpful, particularly when I'm trying to look at how to approach a problem or deal with an issue that's plagued me for a very long time. I find it particularly helpful.
Right. Now, if somebody was listening to us, and hopefully they are, and they have a question about, because you mentioned that everybody's intuitive, and I believe that as well. Now, what would you tell somebody if they're, they came to you and say, hey, Mia, I feel like that there's something inside of me, but I'm not sure. So what would your answer to that question be if somebody came up to you and asked you that? They were saying, I think there's something inside of me, but I'm just not sure about it.
I usually tell people the simplest way to find out and discover what that is just like I said, to sit with themselves for a few minutes and just put the inquiry, just be willing to sit with an inquiry for a few minutes each day and kind of put it out there in the universe. And the answer, it's inevitable that the answer will come to you. Whether you listen to it or like it or not, it will come in the form of events or people or sometimes just feelings leading us in a different direction or,
'Cause I remember when I started opening up, because I was like you, when I was younger, I believe I was very intuitive, but again, like you, I was very discouraged not to do that, and actually got into a lot of trouble because people were thinking I was making up stuff, and because they couldn't see what I was seeing, just like people couldn't see what you were seeing or hearing, and so they think that they don't understand it, but the one thing that I remember when I started opening up, I remember one day I was sitting in my apartment, I was just looking out the window, and all of a sudden I saw the words like "go for it" written on my window, and I was like, go for what? And what does that even mean? You know, and so, because I felt I had been feeling that tug, you know, to open up again. And so, you know, I was like, you know, because I asked, I said, okay, what's this going on? And it said, go for it. So, you know, Spirit will answer us. It's just in different ways sometimes, you know. Maybe it won't be that, you know, big for you all, but, you know, it was that way for me.
Yeah, more often than not, I find that it the answer comes in a very unexpected form,
right.
which is wonderful because it takes us in a new direction and we learn something about ourselves, or, you know, it beckons us to move forward and find out what that meaning is.
Right. And the other thing that, and you mentioned this because you said you were in corporate America and stuff for many years of your life, and now, was there something besides you just not being happy? Because I noticed for me when I stepped out, there was a lot of stuff going on in my life that sort of was collapsing around me. You know, I was having some health issues. And I've talked to other mediums that had, like, life-changing events that were going on that sort of pushed them, you know, sort of forward. It was, you know, would you say that was like that with you, or was it just different with you?
Oh, it was also like that with me. I had a life-changing illness. I've lost, members of my family, both of my parents, two of
right.
my siblings. They were around very, stressful events in my life.
Right.
And I think a lot of psychics say that everything happens for a reason, which I
right.
don't necessarily believe. I think we have to make it for a reason.
Right.
And I feel that I have to make my suffering meaningful. So,
right.
absolutely.
Yeah, because, you know, not everybody's going to have, you know, not every psychic has gone through those experiences. But I have noticed that with a lot of people because I've had a lot of guests. And a lot of them have mentioned, you know, that things were going on in their lives that sort of pushed them, you know, forward and maybe towards their spirituality. And I think that as we, you know, when we go through those trials of our lives, that does get us to go down a little deeper into ourselves and say, okay, what's going on, you know, and start questioning. And when we're questioning, I feel like that's when our spirit within us says, hey, okay, you know, this is what's going on and this is why it's going on, and you're going to be able to help other people once you, you know, go through this.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Most people perceive lack of clarity, or that cloudiness and inability to make a decision as a negative. But I think if we use it correctly, we can go use it to go into ourselves and really focus on the issues that created it. I believe in cause and effect, and I think that, if we know what leads us forward or holds us back, we can create our own future, most of it. I think probably 95% of our future, you know, outside of birth or death is within our
right.
locus of control.
Yeah. Because, you know, I know with my own life, you know, looking back at some things in my own life, I look at, okay, maybe that wasn't the best time of my life, but it also was a time that I learned stuff about myself, you know, that made me a little stronger. You know, there's an old saying that says, you know, the things that don't kill us makes us stronger. And so, a lot of times it's hard to see that while we're going through stuff, but there's a reason for it. And it, you know, it's all in our perception of, you know, how we look at things.
Absolutely. And how we approach things and how we
right.
respond to things. And
right.
that's where I think the spirituality for me comes in, because I'm not quite clear, what is around us, what spirit is around us.
Right.
But I do believe that there is a spirit that is beckoning us to live our best possible lives and to live in happiness
right.
and kindness and peace.
Yeah, you might. Yeah, and that's the way I always tell people. I said, you know, when I was younger, I always had an understanding that there was something bigger than me, and I don't think I've got that totally figured out yet, but I'm working on it. And I don't think that, you know, we will totally always understand. We won't all totally understand that how that works, but we know it works, and we know that there is something, you know, bigger than us and something that's pushing us to be better people and to be a better world and to move us forward. Now, you talked about, when you do read for people, if I came to you, what would that look like to me? I mean, you know, what would I expect if I got a reading from you?
Well, I usually, you know, when I send out a confirmation email with instructions, and I usually ask people to create an area of focus in their life, and that could be, you know, wanting to heal from a relationship to, you know, moving forward in their career. It pretty much could, you know, the questions run the gamut, and then I usually create the focus around those specific questions that the person has in mind, and I've incorporated energy healings with my clients, and I personally don't channel any entities or anything into my clients because I believe that their own energy is the most powerful, but while I'm chatting with them, I do the energetic healings.
Cool. That's awesome. And what I found very interesting is, see, I started opening up and started reading professionally in 2006, and then you said that you started in 2007. So I found that very interesting when you mentioned that. I thought, okay, that's not too far away from when I started.
That is interesting timing.
The timing, and I've had a couple of other guests that started right about that same time too, and I find that very cool and interesting. Now we do have a lady I talked to her earlier that I think she's waiting to get a reading. Do you mind if we go ahead and talk to her and give her a short reading?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
All right, let's go ahead and get her on her. 337, you're on with Mia. Hi.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm doing well. Hi. How are you?
Can we get your name, please?
My name is Tamla.
Okay. And Mia, go ahead.
Hi, Tamla. What can I do for you today?
I was actually calling about my spiritual journey as far as me doing this to help other people. Because what has happened for me was, this is kind of difficult for me to understand, because I'm in school getting my degree in psychology, but yet I'm interested in the healing part, because I found out through my journey that I also have healing gifts of my own. But now it kind of looks like I won't be able to do the school thing anymore because of the funding. So it's kind of like got me in a questionable state. So I just wanted to know what you can pick up about that.
Mm-hmm. I would encourage you to seek funding for your school and continue in your school. I think I agree with you. I can see your energy is quite beautiful, and I think you have quite a few healing abilities, and I think they manifest in many different ways. And, you know, I think if you can complete your degree and combine the healing work with the psychology practice, I think would be an amazing and very powerful combination for you, and get you, you know, some credentials. But behind, because I think you'll probably go on to, you know, do some teaching about healing, and
right.
You know, probably around healing the soul, or maybe even perhaps write a book or something. And so,
yeah.
But for you, I get that it's very, and I don't, you know, necessarily think that's a one-size-fits-all with the education, having a formal education. But I think that for you, that's a very important accomplishment. So, and I do think that, you know, if you continue to search, the funding will come. You'll find a way. And I think just making up your mind that no one is going to stop you from getting that degree.
That's how I feel in my soul. It's like, just the other day I was thinking, I was like, wow, all these years, because I've come from corporate America as well. And I don't, that's just not my niche. I'm a people person. I also went to nursing school, but I don't want to do the nursing thing per se, because I don't like dealing with the blood and all that stuff. So I do better with the counseling and speaking and being there for them. And it's just that with school, for instance, like the funding, because of all the years I've been in school, it just looks like, from me looking at it, it's like it's going to be a challenge. So I just was wondering if it's even worth me even pursuing a second route to further my education. So you don't see any barriers in my way, right?
Well, I'm not saying, I think there's challenges with everything that we do. And I think sometimes when we're actually, you know, in a career that's suitable to us, it can create the most challenges because it's so personally meaningful to us. So
right.
It creates a lot of personal obstacles, but I think that getting your formal education is the most important thing and focus. And I don't see why you can't, you know, start reading books or taking intuitive training classes on the side while you're doing that. I think the
funding
will come.
I'm doing that already.
Make up your mind. Great.
Right.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Make up your mind. Become unstoppable with that.
Right.
I think America will be a great country again when we take it back from the corporations and, you know, we create individual businesses and that are, you know, good for everyone, and we're not building the happiness off of other suffering. So go for it.
Thank you so much. I needed to hear that.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's pretty cool. And that's the thing, is I think a lot of things that holding us back, Mia, is just a lot of fear, you know, of especially right now. You look around the world, and a lot of it's just a lot of fear-based right now, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah, I completely agree.
And I'm glad that you talked about, you know, I heard you talking to her and said, you know, when we start our own businesses and when we take back the power away from some of these other things that have been in place here, because I don't know about you, but a lot of things are changing, and I feel like our world, you know, some of the things that have been in place here are going to be, you know, going away and changing, and you know, and a lot of it is people starting their own businesses. I know a lot of people right now really aiming that way.
I think our survival is going to depend on it, and our survival as a nation, and also on a world platform level, I think, is, you know, people getting their own information and becoming more passionate about their lives and more engaged with their own lives.
Yeah, because I talked about this yesterday on the program. I said, you know, there was a time when I was younger, you know, that I felt like that there was more of a closeness. I feel like that what happened over a period of time in our world is that we just started disconnecting from each other. And, you know, and I feel like that we are coming back to that. I feel like that we're coming back to more of a community where we're all going to work together. And do you see that?
Oh, absolutely, yeah, and that's why I encourage everyone to develop their intuition, because a lot of it is just the ability to have empathy for others and understand, you know, how we can help others and how we can connect and create that community. So, yeah, I think through computers and texting and everything, we've become disconnected from our body being connections from ourselves and then others as well.
Yeah, my grandfather one time, I was sitting visiting with him when he was here in physical form, and he, you know, he said that what he felt like that changed our country was a lot of TV, you know, was when the TV came on the scene, you know, changed a lot of how we did things and how we got news. I mean, in the news, you know, it's just, there's a lot of people that just sit there all day long and just watch news, and I don't know how they do that, because I could do that. You know, that energy just affects me sometimes from all that negativity.
So. Mm-hmm. It creates fear. It's fear and violence and about the world political climate and how it's changing and.
Right.
Yeah, I seldom hear anything positive on the news.
No. But there, you know, I will tell people there is positive stuff going on our planet. We're just not being told about it, because I don't believe that everything going on our planet is negative. Otherwise, that would probably shake me up a little bit. So I do believe that there's positive things going on our planet. It's just that we're just not told about it as much.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, it's interesting because I decided for me, in order to change the world, I first have to just focus on myself and what I can do and take responsibility for my energy, particularly when I'm around others or when I'm thinking about them. And I feel that giving myself permission to be happy creates happiness for others.
Right. Now, that's a good question. Does energy of other people really affect you? Do you have problems with that sometimes?
Oh, absolutely. I think a really good example I like to give of how we absorb other people's energies. I don't know if you've ever been wide awake and you walk into a room and someone will yawn and then you yawn and get really sleepy. Has that ever happened to you?
Right.
I think that happens to a lot of people. And that's on a more grosser awareness of how we you know, transmit energy from others. But absolutely, if someone's very angry, I can oftentimes pick that up, and sometimes
right.
I'll become angry. And I always want to know, I'm interested, like if I'm angry or feeling disgruntled about something, I ask myself, is this my issue and my information, or is it someone else's energy? And oftentimes I find that it is someone else's energy, and then I'm able to separate my energy and,
right.
you know, restore my own sense of peace.
And I have a question that just popped up in my head, and I want to ask you this question because I know it happens to me, and I'm just wondering if it happens to you too. Now, can you like go into somebody's home and maybe just pick up the energy of that home?
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Very easily.
Right.
I can pick up on the environments and events that have transpired in those environments.
Okay.
And really in any place, actually, any place of business or any structure, land.
Yeah, because I remember one time I went into a house because I was looking for a place to rent. And I walked into this house, and I actually had to leave. I couldn't breathe in there. I was like, I just felt suffocated. And the person showed me the house was like, you know, because I didn't know sure, you know, back then I didn't know what was going on with me. I just felt suffocated. And I didn't know why. I just, you know, and so it sort of startled me because I didn't know what was going on with me. And I just said, I can't be in here. I don't know why,
mm-hmm.
but I cannot be in this house. And they go, okay. You know.
I had a very similar experience, and it was years ago when rentals, people were offering to pay more than what the landlord was actually asking because, you know, it was the dot-com era, and rentals
right.
were very few at the time. And I walked into this place, and I just couldn't breathe. I had to get out. And I noticed that, you know, as I was looking for an apartment, that particular place continued to stay on the market, and the rental, the asking price kept going down, and
right.
it was very unusual at that time. And so I thought that, you know, I for sure was not the only individual that had experienced that.
Yeah, because you know, I've noticed like some houses, you know, and maybe somebody listening to us is getting something out of this, but you know, I've seen houses that people move into and then that house becomes empty again really quick, you know, maybe a month, you know. I just saw one particular house here where I live, you know, it nobody can stay in it. No longer.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen anybody in that house longer than a couple of months. And, you know, so there's something in that house that's causing, you know, that. And, you know, and houses can be cleansed and houses can, you know, you can change the energy of the house, but it takes people that know how to do that to help with
mm-hmm.
that.
One of my favorite things to do is to go to New Orleans and tour plantations around the Louisiana,
cool.
Mississippi area, and it's interesting, every time I walk into a plantation, I love the history and
right.
the beauty of the architecture styles,
right.
and almost immediately you can tell, were these people good, or, you know, how did they treat their slaves, or,
right.
you know, and it's just such an interesting feeling. And in most of the homes, you can immediately tell if there's been violence there, or, you know, or some
right.
civil war event took place.
Right. Definitely. And, you know, and I would tell people, you know, if you have problems with that, you know, there are people that can help you, you know, work with that energy and change that. You know, you don't necessarily have to move, you know, you can work with the energy and get it to change.
I work with the energy every day in my office and in my
right.
home. I live above my office. I'm very fortunate.
Right.
I have a short commute. And I work with the energy. Sometimes when different people come in, they can really shift the energy of my office depending on what type
right.
of individual they are. And there have been on a couple occasions where, you know, I've had to, you know, request a person to leave just because of the negativity or how they were attacking me and how it, you know,
right.
I don't know if that's ever happened to you.
Yeah, because I've had that. Yeah, I've had that a couple of times with callers, actually, and, you know, I could feel the energy, and I, you know, luckily for me, I have a hang-up button And so, you know, I just, you know, I said, well,
yeah,
you
know. It's interesting. I was listening to some of your past shows, and I had noticed that as well. And I thought that, you know, one woman in particular, I thought that she didn't hear what she wanted to hear, and I felt
right.
her energy shift
yeah.
immediately. And yeah, it's just interesting, but that does happen from time to time.
Yeah,
most
you know,
of the time,
and,
I'm really fortunate, and most people are really wonderful, and they love the
yeah.
readings and
you know,
benefit
yeah.
from them.
You know, the one thing that I would tell, you know, people, you know, and that's a good thing, you know, because a lot of times that does happen. You know, people, you know, I'm not the kind of reader that's going to tell you what you want to hear. I'm going to tell you what, you know, Spirit's showing me and what I feel like that you need to hear, maybe. And sometimes that is not going to make you happy. And so, yeah, there's definitely energy shifts. And I've learned over time how to not let those, you know, become personal, you know, that I don't take that personal. And, you know, it's just how people react sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I also tell everyone I'm not Superwoman. I can't read 100%
yeah.
of the people
right.
100% of the time. You know, we have bad
right.
days as well. Or,
yeah.
you know, I don't know if this ever happens to you. Some days I feel far more intuitive than other days. Some days
right.
I'm just, you know, amazingly accurate, and other days I'm really struggling to get the information and
yeah.
figure out how to convey it in the, you know, to the client in a meaningful way. And so it I think it goes in cycles also.
Yeah, because, you know, I tell people, you know, reader, I mean, you and me and other readers, we're people too. We have human stuff just like everybody else. And so, you know, and some days, yeah, you know, we're not totally, you know, right 100% on.
Yeah.
On,
exactly, and events happen in our lives, and, you know, from time to time I've had to cancel readings or reschedule them, you know, because I found that I had an event happen to me that particularly upset me, and I knew that I couldn't be present for the client
right.
and
right.
and give them what they need, and I know it's very disappointing if they've been waiting for a reading, but I want to maximize the benefit that they're going to get from the
yeah.
reading.
Yeah, and the one
I
thing
think,
with, yeah. That's,
oh,
I
being
did,
able to maintain neutrality. Sorry.
Go ahead. No, that's okay. No, sorry. I didn't mean to talk over you. But the, you know, yeah, because I find that very important. And, you know, I've done the same thing. You know, I had a reading one time, and right before the reading, there was an incident that I was not expecting, and it threw my energy way off. I was not being able to pick up anything. I was in that human place very much. And so, you know, I told the client, I said, you know, I'm really sorry, but I think that, you know, for you, you probably want me to be on 100% than be really wobbly. And, you know, and I just don't think it's fair for me to read like that, because they're not getting, you know, I'm not tapping in as well as I can. And
mm-hmm.
I usually just tell them that.
Yeah, I do as well. I use a lot of preparation time prior to the readings
definitely.
Just to create a space of neutrality so that I'm not judging the person or, you know, I think if I get out of neutrality and I either dislike the client or, you know, which doesn't happen very often, but from time to time I do have my challenging clients or I really like them, the reading I think becomes ineffective, and I have to be able to maintain that sense of neutrality so that I can just observe the phenomenon and really be present with the client.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think media has both helped and hurt our industry. A lot of people don't realize on many of the shows are edited,
mm-hmm.
and that they're, you know, the psychics or mediums they have where they miss or they're completely off the mark, and sometimes
right.
those are edited, or sometimes it's meant to
right.
be the opposite of highlight. Which I find interesting. People come into my office and they have a different set of expectations of what they're going to experience in the reading.
Right. I was, and that is actually true, because I won't mention who this is, because this is actually a big name psychic. But I was watching them on a TV show one day, and I could tell that they were off. I mean, you know, it just felt off. Well, immediately they go to a commercial. I mean, you know, because this person is way off, and, you know, they immediately just go to a commercial, and, you know, so, but yeah, you know, and because, you know, everything happens, but that's, that, you know, because I have events sometimes, you know, and, you know, when I try to do mediumship stuff, you know, there'll be times that for whatever reason, my brain will just go blank all of a sudden. I'll be like, okay, I'm not picking up anything at the minute, you know, so.
I've experienced that as well. When I do individual readings, I've started just, you know, incorporating where I, you know, 15 minutes or so into the reading,
right.
I, you know, or 10 minutes, I just ask the person if, you know, or if I feel strongly that I'm not making a connection and,
right.
and you know, if they'd like to stop the reading or continue.
Right.
I had a reading from a very, it was a $500 reading from a very famous psychic, and she's been
right.
doing readings for 36 years, and she's both
right.
a medical doctor and a PhD in psychology, and she told me she can't read everyone, and I was really surprised to hear her say
right.
that 10 minutes into the reading, you know, is this what you want, and am I connecting with you, and
yeah.
Of course she was, but I really felt like that was a blessing, you know, to give me that opportunity, and
yeah, definitely. Yeah, and I've definitely done the same thing. You know, one time somebody sat down with me when I was reading at a store where I used to read, and I knew immediately that for whatever reason I wasn't going to be able to pick up. And I don't know why. It was nothing against that person. It was no judgment. I mean, I don't know. I just know that I was not the reader that was supposed to read for them. And I told them. I said, I don't know, but I can't pick up on you. And, you know, and I recommended them to somebody else, you know, and I said, you know, I'm really sorry, but I think you would rather me be honest with you than try to pull stuff out of the air that isn't going to...
Yeah, that's what I tell the person as well. You know, I've been doing readings long enough to say some very vague
right.
things that could be applicable to anyone, and
right.
I don't feel that that's fair, and I think... You know, it brings integrity to our profession,
right.
which I think is, you know, again, media has both helped and
right.
hurt, I think, our profession in terms
right.
of the amount of respect that we get. And,
right.
Yeah, because I can't read everyone. And a couple times I've told those people, you know, they were welcome to come back. And the second time I was able to read them and,
right.
You know, and then other people, it doesn't happen very often, but some other people have decided not to come back, so I don't know
yeah.
what the
right.
obstacle was. But
yeah, you know, and I tell people that it's all in timing. You know, I believe that spirit has a reason for everything, and I believe it's all in timing sometimes. And I, you know, maybe right then, maybe it wasn't time for their reading. You know, maybe something else was going to come up that, you know, they might needed down the line or something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's like it.
I agree. Yeah, I don't ever want to force anything like that if I can't get the information. You know, I just,
right.
I'm just unable to get it. Or sometimes the person's just not receptive to getting the actual information.
And now, does your, you know, this is changing the subject a little bit, but have you ever had anybody have difficulties with your gifts or, you know, maybe look at you a little strange, you know, because of what you do?
Oh, absolutely. All the time, especially coming from, you know, investment banking to
right.
being a professional intuitive. Yeah, it's quite a shift there. But it's something that I believe in, and it
right.
adds another dimension to our life. And
yeah.
I feel that it's something that should be incorporated into academia and, you know, teaching children to get their own information and trust their instincts. And
right.
I think the world would be a very different place if we were teaching people to be intuitive.
Right. Because I think that when you left, you know, corporate America, you know, I think that a lot of people probably would have looked at you and, like, shook their heads, like, what are you doing? Why are you doing
that? Yes, I had a very good salary and
right.
you know, benefits. And, yes, yeah, so it was a very difficult transition in many ways because it confronted me with all of my own fears about, you know, being involved with a company and feeling the feeling of having some sort of structure or foundation around me.
Yeah, because I think a lot of people that I talk to, you know, the one thing that I think that stops them from stepping out metaphysically is, you know, they know that they're supposed to do something, but I think it's that fear, you know, it's that,
mm-hmm.
you know, the security, you know, okay, you know, in corporate America, it might have been a little more secure for you, you know.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And it's this is a, you know, it can be challenging doing readings and working on your own because you don't have colleagues in an office to support you. And you kind of, you know, it really makes you take responsibility for your life and for the way you conduct a business and everything. And it is very challenging.
Right. Have you ever, has there ever been a time that you have ever thought, man, you know, maybe I made the wrong choice? I don't think that that's going to be a yes, but.
No, absolutely not. I do have to say the first couple of years was quite challenging. And I think most of it was really around my self-esteem and my ability to deliver a good product because I'm a perfectionist in the sense that I have very high expectations of myself. And, you know, for example, if I miss one thing or misinterpret something in a reading, you know, it's very difficult for me to accept that. I just hold myself to a high standard. So the first couple of years that was very challenging to me to recognize I can't read everyone. And, you know, I just, you know, have to take responsibility for myself.
Right. You know, and I don't know if you have this problem sometimes, but when I first started reading a long time ago, the thing that I had to get out of the way is that, you know, I tell people, you know, what I've seen and you know, what might happen in their lives or, you know, what kind of vision I'm having at the moment. But I'm not responsible for them if they don't make those choices. You know, if they choose to stay where they are, then that's not on me, you know. Mm-hmm. But that was the hardest thing for me the first couple of years, you know, for me to learn that, you know, I'm not responsible if they don't change. You know, that's their choices.
Yeah, I've heard that quite a lot, or someone will make a choice that we had discussed in a reading and send me a note from time to time. Mostly I get very good feedback, but they'll tell me, oh, that was the wrong decision. And, you know, I know from I receive readings frequently and you know, it's a lot of it has to do with our attitude and, you know, how we're receiving life when we make those decisions. And I try to convey that to people. And a lot of times people just want to only hear the good things and they don't want to hear that they have to change something to get there. So, yeah, I've experienced that as well. And then I have people who have, you know, they do listen. And I had this experience recently, actually. I had given my assistant a reading and she just sent me a note this morning saying, you know, I'm so happy that, you know, we looked at the options and I made the decision that I did because, you know, it was so helpful to me. And I told her, you know, I wish my clients could understand that concept of, you know, making choices that are healthy for us.
Right. Yeah. And I think that a lot of times it's just, you know, it goes back to, for me anyhow, with a lot of people, and including myself, you know, I think a lot of times it goes back to that fear factor of our lives, you know, that we're comfortable, you know, where we are, but we don't think, hey, you know, the world's going to be better if we step out. And I think a lot of times we're just holding ourselves back. You know, that fear factor just holds us back.
I think many people in today's society are stuck in the archetype of the victim where they're not taking responsibility for their circumstances or their lives, or they're only taking responsibility for the things that they like. And that's a difficult archetype to work with because, you know, it's one of the lowest forms of energy if you don't perceive that you have any influence or control over your life. It's very difficult energies to work with.
Right. Definitely. Let's see. Anything else that you want to share with us? All of a sudden, my brain just went blank. So anything that you want to, anything that you just feel like that spirit wants to share? I am going to ask you, I wasn't going to do this, but I keep being nudged by my spirit guide to ask you. And I don't do this a lot, but we don't have a lot of calls. And so I'm going to ask you to read me. I didn't mean to put you on the spot, and it's, you know, it just relaxed, you know, so, I had one reader on here. I asked to read for me, and they got really nervous because, you know, I don't know what they were expecting. Like, I was going to hang up on them or something if I didn't hear the right stuff. I promise I won't do that.
Do you have a particular question you'd like me to look at? Or?
Well, actually, yes. You know, there's some business decisions that I'm beating around in some direction. I'm not really sure where Spirit wants to take my business at this point. There's just a whole bunch of things that I'm thinking about, but I just want to be sure that I'm hearing the right voices and the right making those right decisions, because it will affect a lot of my business.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and let's see. Let me just take a look at this, because I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm just listening.
Okay. It looks to me that what's interesting about that is I get that there's quite a lot of this looks like issues that are related to you through self-esteem or doubt that have historically been plaguing you for a very, very long time, and just,
right.
I think, trusting in yourself. And I do believe that you already know the truth about the path that you're on, that was set quite a while ago, and
right.
I think it's in one way it's interesting we're talking about the fear, because it looks to me that you're slowly edging your way out into the world, and there's a part of you that still doesn't know quite sure if it wants to be visible fully. And I think that that's sort of one of the decisions that you're working with in terms of you personally.
Okay.
You know, just being visible in the world, and what does that mean to you, and sort of, does that make sense to you?
Definitely, yes. you hit it right on. I was like, wow. But yeah, so that's definitely true. About the visible part, yeah.
Yeah, I would just really, really, really look at that, and, you know, because there's still some fear around
right.
your being visible, yeah, and it looks to me that there's only, I think you're pretty well balanced for the most part, and in your life, and you tend to make sort of well-informed balanced decisions of a good mixture of your analytical and intuitive mind, and you try to, it looks like, bring the two together, and so I think you're doing an excellent job, and I think a lot of what you're encountering right now is that the options you have, I don't get that they're neither, you know, it's not so clear on whether those are right nor wrong. It's just really the direction that you feel comfortable in going in at this stage in your life, and the timing around that, if that makes sense.
That totally makes sense, and I appreciate that. Yeah, you hit it right on. Yeah, and a lot of it does have with, you know, me being more visible and stuff like that. So it was right on. I was like, whoa. So I appreciate it.
You're
going
to be fine. I encourage you to become unstoppable as well.
All right. Well, thank you. Yeah, I had a friend the other day. You know, he hadn't been around me for a while, and he knows that I'm gifted and, you know, psychic and stuff. And he goes, you know, he said, it feels like you're coming into your own. You really have changed over the last couple of years. And I said, yeah, I have. And, you know, and I think that we all are, as long as we're open to the intuition inside of us and listening to those voices inside of us that lead
mm-hmm.
us forward.
A
lot of times we have to get past some of our old belief systems and our own fears and you know, stuff.
It's the courage to step outside the comfort zone.
Right, yeah. Outside of those boxes.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
For a long time in my life, I was in a huge box. And I think I was even had the box in other boxes. So, but yeah, just to protect myself. But you know, I've got through that, and a whole bunch of things have changed. We do have a couple of people that would like to talk to you, if you would like to take a couple more calls.
Absolutely.
All right, let's go ahead and talk to 253. You're on with Mia. Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
You're on air.
Yes, I was just calling to see what the spirit had to tell me, what's going on. And
okay, can we get your name, please?
It's Becky.
Becky. Okay, Becky, go ahead. Mia, go ahead.
Hi, Becky. Did you have a? Could you just give me a specific question or something you'd like me to look at since we're on the
okay? How
time
about
here?
Income? Do you have? I mean, like for my finances.
For your finances, okay, that's a pretty broad topic.
Work. How about my work now? Or you know, do you see something, a change in work, my career?
You know, actually, I do, and it looks like temporarily there may be, you know, and as I tell everyone, the future is dependent on a lot of causes and conditions, and the primary one is you. But it does look like there's some changes coming up, and I get that there's some difficulty maybe that might be encountered here, but it looks like probably over the summer months in June, July, August is when you're going to start to feel some sense of having settled in or some sense of relief, or that you'll be able to, like, as they say, see the light at the end of the tunnel and just feel more secure. And it does feel like there's some, you know, I wouldn't say a significant amount of money, but it feels like some money coming your way in terms of, you know, something that will be a enough monthly for you to feel more financial fluidity in your life. And I think there's also challenges, some more challenges ahead of you, but I also get the sense that there's not a lot of, you know, it seems like there's been a lot of, like, what I call enforced sacrifice in your life, where you've had to respond to a lot of situations or do some sort of damage control, and it looks like moving forward you're going to be able to, you know, respond or be proactive and sort of create more from a space of what you want versus what's being handed or given to you. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It totally makes sense.
Okay. Yeah. So just hang in there. And I feel like you're doing the work, it seems like, to, you know, to create the stability that you want in your life.
Right. Well, yeah, because, I mean, my life was up, you know, it was just, like, totally changed 4 years ago because, you know, I lost my spouse, and so finances were totally, you know, went from a two-family income to one person.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, I did sense a great loss around you, and, you know, it feels to me that you know, there's an awful lot of healing being facilitated right now, and primarily because of your actions and your ability to take responsibility for your life. And, you know, it doesn't feel to me that there are going to be any more, you know, devastating events like this necessarily in your life that you're going to encounter.
Okay.
I think not to the magnitude that you've been through, because it looks like not only the significant loss 4 years ago, but it looks like prior to that there's been a lot of struggles in your life. And you know, I think that you know, moving forward it's going to be far easier for you. And I think in your case, you've already dealt with some very difficult issues and probably, you know, some of the most difficult in life, and is death, particularly around a loved one and one that is so close to us. And it feels to me that you're really strengthening yourself now. And there's almost nothing that could come into your life that really could prevent you from maintaining stability.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And hopefully that helps.
Yes, it does. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Let's try to squeeze in one more call here, and this will be our last call.
Okay.
They've been waiting for a little bit. 646, you're on with Mia. Hi.
Hi, Michael and Mia. Michael, it's nice to hear you. I haven't heard you in so long. I've lost track of you. So this is Helena, but it's nice to hear you.
Well, thank you, Helena. It's nice to hear you again. Go ahead with Mia. Mia, go ahead.
Okay. Mia,
hi.
Hi.
Hi, I'm sorry. May I have your first name again? I didn't quite hear that.
Yes, Helena.
Helena. Okay. Hi, Helena.
Hi.
Helena. Hi.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Hello. No worries. Yeah, a question about money. I'm really doing almost everything that I really love to do and feel like I'm doing it with passion. And, of course, I could do more, and I need a little bit more self-confidence. But money remains a pretty big issue.
Mm-hmm. It seems very elusive to you.
Doesn't it?
You know, I'm sorry?
It does, yes.
Yeah. You know, I think the good news and the bad news in your situation, this looks like timing. Because I think over the next, and I say the next couple of years, which sounds like a long time, but I also tell people,
yep.
You know, we don't really know what time is. Science, it's just a common agreement. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, nobody really knows what it is. And I think that that can also be brought in closer. But you're absolutely, you know, this is just a timing issue and things are going to clear up for you. Absolutely. And I say the next couple of years because I like to look at when does somebody feel stability in their life and they don't feel like they're, you know, paycheck to paycheck or, you know, if that makes sense. And I do feel it's on the way. And it's interesting because I feel almost like there's going to be someone coming into your life that is going to help with that situation. I'm not quite clear if it's you have something that your business or crafts or something, arts or something that you're doing on your own. Is that?
Yeah, in the arts, entertainment and performing and environment.
Because I'm not quite clear if this person is, either a benefactor to you in the sense that they're using monetary funding or it's an agent or something, but I get that there's going to be some activity around a business partner or, some of that nature that is really going to be able to help you, obtain and retain the kind of money that's going to help you feel comfortable. And that actually doesn't feel like it's too far away. And I don't know if I just think that for you, I would encourage you to not create resistance to that and be really open to people that approach you with ideas that might not seemingly fit in with your own ideas at first.
Okay, yeah, that's a big one because I have some pretty clear visions and other things.
Yeah, I can see that. And I think that your help is coming in an unexpected form. And so I think, just encourage you to have more sort of openness around how that appears. Because it looks like you may tend to shut things down very quickly if you're not immediately feeling that it's in alignment with your goals or your your mission. So just kind of keep an open mind and try not to make decisions too quickly nor too slowly, you know, when it comes to that, if that makes sense.
Yeah, because I think I do both.
Yeah. Just try to get more balance, I guess, around the timing of the decisions that you make and also more balance around the information that you're receiving. And keep in mind that, you know, this may not initially, you know, like I'm saying, be exactly what you want, but that doesn't mean that you can't come back to what you want or incorporate this into your vision. And, you know, I think success oftentimes depends on someone's ability to be able to, shift their vision a little bit and work around it and recognize it may come at a later time.
Okay, but years, huh?
what I'm saying is I'm saying over the next couple years. And when I give time frames, you know, because the future is, it can be like a moving target because it depends so much on our beliefs and our decision-making power. And, you know, so I'm always extra conservative whenever I'm giving times, if that makes sense.
It does.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want you to get discouraged or, you know, so, but you know, as I mentioned, time doesn't really exist. It's just a concept or a common agreement. So you can definitely, you know, if you decide to focus on this more and just open up your mind, then you can bring that time frame in closer.
Okay.
And hopefully that helps.
It does. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. And, you know, and a lot of times it's just waiting and seeing what spirit does. And, yeah, you know, and timelines can be tricky and, you know, so.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I encourage people to be really patient. You know, it's such a our society now, we want instantaneous happiness. And it's
right.
Interesting because our brains are hardwired, you know, from thousands of years ago to be able to make quick decisions because most of them the decisions were made around survival.
Right,
you know?
Definitely,
so,
yeah.
You know, and I think that, you know, we need to sometimes just sit with things and not look for that instant gratification.
Right.
We attract who we are, not necessarily the things that we want. We attract who we are.
Right. Definitely. Well, you know, hey, it's been a pleasure having you here. Before I let you go, we haven't asked you yet, what's your website address? How can we get hold of you?
My website address is psychicmiasimone.com. And I'm in the process of building a new website, and I'll have a link to that on my old website.
Okay.
But for right now, it's just psychicmiasimone.com.
Okay.
And my contact number is there, or contact me through email. And I have a lovely assistant, Crystal, who's amazing and helping people get on the schedule and
Right. Yeah,
really enjoying working with her and with everyone else.
Right. Because, I mean, I added an assistant with me just recently. You know, I had been praying about it, and Spirit had been telling me, organize, organize, organize. I'm not a very organized person. I'm good at what I do, which is reading, but organizing is not my cup of tea. I'm glad that Spirit led, you know, somebody to me that can keep me in line and, you know, say, okay, Michael, you know, you got this. Because my problem is, you know, when I first started this program, I actually was scheduling guests right on top of each other. I had, one day I had three guests on the same show, and I was like, okay, that's not going to work. So.
Yeah, it's interesting because when you're doing, I don't know if you experienced this, but, you know, you and I spend most of our days in our right hemisphere of our brain, and then
right.
You get to do something on the left hemisphere and something analytical,
right.
And it's a complete disaster, you know.
Right. Yeah. I always tell people when I know that I'm more in the other side, the right side, you know, I say, okay, you know, I will push over to my assistant and she'll work with you and get things lined up. And you know, and what's really bad, Mia, is one time I was doing a mediumship event, and when I'm in those, I'm like in some kind of a trance that I'm just not aware of, but I could tell that I'm not on this plane. And, you know, the bad thing is people will set up readings with me, and one day this lady contacted me a couple weeks later, and she said, well, why aren't you doing my reading? And I sent her back an email, and I was like, when did you set up a reading with me? And she said, at an event. And I was like, okay, no. I was not there. So, you know, and that's when my assistant came into play. You know, now she handles all that stuff. And you know, because I just don't remember stuff. It just takes me a while to come out of that place that I go into to do readings and to do what I do. Do you feel that sometimes?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It's very difficult to make that transition, particularly, you know, if I've been doing readings for a good part of the day, then
right.
I'm glad that I only have a stairway to get home. I'll put it that way, because
right.
I think if I had to drive, it'd probably is not a good match there.
Right. So at least, yeah, luckily your place is just right above. So that makes it a little easier for you. At least you're not out on the road.
And, you know, I'm happy to, gift you a reading if you would like one, Michael. I'd love that, you know, more in-depth reading for you. And,
okay. All right.
We
might set that up. We can talk later in an email or something about that and, set that up. But, yeah, I would love that because I can't read for myself. And
I know. It's very difficult reading for oneself, and that's one of the things I feel is my strong suits is helping people through transition and just realizing their fullest potential and, knowing what the issues are, what's holding them back. And I feel certain I could, be able to help you with that. So.
Okay. Yeah, I appreciate that. That was very nice of you. And I was going to do the same for you because I do have some information probably for you that I need to share with you, but I don't want to share that on air because it's pretty private. So I would trade readings here.
I'd love that. Thank you so much.
No problem. Because I don't know about you because I don't, a lot of times I tell people when they get readings on air from readers like this, we don't give you everything because there's a lot of stuff that we're getting. These are like little samples. It's sort of like when you go to like a market and they give you those little samples to taste. This is just a sample of what we can do. We just don't have the time to do full readings on air and things like that. So I would definitely encourage people to contact you. And the nice thing is, after the show, you will be on over at our website where they can always just click on you and find you. Make it really easy for them. So
wonderful.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And you can just write me an email and we can set that up through an email where we can read for each other. But Mia, I appreciate you so much. Your energy is awesome. I would love to have you back here sometime with us.
I would love that as well. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and we'll stay in touch for sure. Have a good afternoon. I am going to let you go right now so I can do some more business stuff that I need to take care of. But I do appreciate you having you on here.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much, and have an awesome day. Okay.
All right. Look forward to talking to you soon. Bye-bye.
Me too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah. Please go to her website. I'm going to give you that again. It is www.psychicmiasimone.com. That's www.psychicmiasimone.com. Mia. All right. My tongue gets tangled up sometimes. All right. Has your tongue ever got tangled up and you just go, huh? What did I just say? Yeah. But that was awesome. Awesome energy, awesome person. I can just feel that about her. I encourage you to contact her. And, a lot of people say, well, Michael, don't you read? And I do read. But the one thing that Spirit has called me to do is to have a place where other people can come and share their abilities and share their gifts. We're all working, and I think that that's one thing that we really need to work on. We're all working for the same goal, or at least I hope that we're working for the same goal. And that same goal is to help people. I don't see any competition. I don't believe in competition. I'm not in competition with anybody. I just do what Spirit has called me to do. And but I am only in this for one purpose, and that's to empower you and to make your life better. And I'm sure Mia would feel the same way about it as well. Okay. We do have some upcoming guests. Let me go over here. Talking about organization. I wrote down something, but now I can't find it. So, yeah, and I'm not where my assistant is, so just bear with me just a second here. Yeah, talk about organization skills. Okay. But, all right, I think I found it. Maybe. I'm getting closer, I think. All right. Well, why don't I just talk off the top of my head? I think I remember. Monday, we have guests. Travis Sanders will be with us on Monday, 1 p.m. Central will be that show. Then on Wednesday, I hope I get this name right. I know I'm going to get the last name right, but I'm not sure about the first name. And so if I butcher it, please forgive me. Mika, I believe that is. Mika Davis is going to be with us on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Central. And then I will be back on air by myself, reading and teaching and whatever else the Spirit has in store for us on Friday at 6 p.m. Central. That's next week. And then next Saturday, I have Shawn Michael and his wife will be with us. And they'll be talking about twin flames or whatever Spirit wants them to talk about. But they will be here. Shawn has been here several times before, but this will be the first time that his wife will join him. And I'm looking forward to it. And they're awesome people, awesome energy. I have awesome guests. I'm just going to say that. I have awesome guests. I really do. And so I just appreciate you all agreeing to come on here and sharing your stories with us and your gifts with us. And, you know, I find it amazing. Sometimes I'm just listening and I'm thinking, man, you know, that's just really cool stuff. Like today with Mia. You know, so I hope that you enjoy the show today. The one thing that I want to, in those last 13 minutes with you here, I just want to share something that's on my heart. Is that okay? I just want to share something with you. And I woke up this morning and I prayed about what I'm about to talk about. And, you know, a lot of times I have to share things with you that I feel that Spirit wants me to share with you. Okay? And this is one of them. The one thing that Spirit wants me to share with you is that we are too much in our heads. We are overanalyzing, overthinking all the time. And so what Spirit wants you to do is to try to get out of your head, okay? And you're going, well, Michael, that's great. How do I do that? I've been in my head too long, Michael. I don't know how to get out of there. Okay, how to get out of there is by first admitting that you're stuck in your head. Okay, that's the first step. Realizing that you do overthink, that you do overanalyze, that you worry about stuff that you have no control over. Okay, so how you do it is by taking a breath, and I know I talk about this all the time, I know that, but it's very important. And breathing is very important. Because if you're not breathing, then you're going to talk to me on the other side, and I'd rather have you still here, so don't stop breathing, okay? But deep breathing is what I'm talking about. Taking that deep breath in, breathing in and holding it and releasing it. Because what it does is it clears your mind for just a second. And then as you clear your mind, then that's when you can slip into center and you can go into that place where you can hear that little small still voice that's inside of all of us that nudges us and talks to us and says, hey, no, yeah, maybe. Okay? So today, just for today, let's try to get out of our heads, okay, and try to get into our center and try to focus more and be more visible on the planet. You know, Mia was talking about me being more visible, and that was right on, because Spirit has been really nudging me to do some things, and I kept going, no, because it makes me more visible. And it makes me out there more. And so, yeah, there's a little bit of fear still. There's still some hurt that I need to heal from. And, but, you know, with that said, you know, I believe that Spirit will help me with that, just like Spirit will help you. We all have those things in our lives that we need to work on, don't we? Those areas that, you know, we look at ourselves and we go, huh. And so we all have those. You know, be honest with yourself. Come on. You know you do. You have those little areas that you need to work on. But working on them is good. It's a step. You know, a journey of 1,000 miles starts with one step. A journey to your future starts with you taking one step and looking at yourself. And that's where it all begins, is looking at yourself. You know, changing the world. You know, being that change that we want to see in the world today. I believe that Mia said that when she was talking earlier. You know, she wants to be that change. And so to be that change, she is being that change. Does that make sense? I hope it makes sense. So if there's something in our world that you don't like right now, and you could probably have a list, well, be the change that you want to see. Stop judging and start changing. Let's say that again. I need to make bumper stickers that say this stuff. All right. But, you know, stop judging and let's changing. Let's start changing. And how we do that is being the change we want to see. And a lot of times when we're looking at faults in other people, this is free. This is not going to cost you anything, but please hold on to your seat. When we are pointing fingers at other people and we're making judgment calls, maybe, just maybe, it's reflecting something on us that we don't like to see. And that maybe is inside of us that we don't want to admit. I'm just saying maybe. Okay. One thing that you'll never get from me or from this program is you will never get any judgment calls from me. It's not my place to make those. I learned that a long time ago. Not my place to make judgment calls. I'm a messenger. I'm not the boss. And so, all right. Sort of like management in some ways. All right. You guys have a great day. Thank you so much for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. If you would like to set up a reading with me, you know, maybe you want to set up a reading with me, and I'm going to give you that. It is www.spirituallyawakening.com is my personal website where you can learn information about myself and how to set up readings with me and all the stuff that I do. You can check that out, www.spirituallyawakening.com. You can also go to www.spiritualtalkradio.net, and you can learn about this program and about what we're doing here and all that stuff over there. We're going to take a music break, and, well, we're actually going to go off the air, I guess. And so we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a great weekend. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Mia, thank you so much for being here. See you guys later. Bye-bye.
Good.